Tom. Thank you. One of the rising stars of the Republican Party is under fire tonight for his actions back in college. BuzzFeed News originally broke the story about freshman Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Those reporters spoke with more than three dozen people who they say corroborated instances of sexual harassment and misconduct, saying Cawthorn was aggressive, misogynistic, and predatory towards women, in some cases inappropriately touching them. Tonight, we are hearing from two women and the journalists behind that exclusive report.
News Nation anchor Rutabe Shabazi joining us now with their story.
Rob and Marnie, the alleged victims who spoke to us for this story come from conservative Christian backgrounds and say they hadn't dated before and didn't have a frame of reference when they agreed to spend time alone with Cawthorn. Both of them said they initially blamed themselves for putting themselves in that position, but they now say they want voters to know their stories.
Madison Cawthorn.
Madison Cawthorn is a rising star in the Republican Party, now a congressman representing North Carolina's 11th district at just 25 years old, wheelchair-bound, vocal in his Christian beliefs and conservative values, and dogged in his support of former President Donald Trump. But dozens of people who had personal interactions with him allege he has a dark side. Caitlin Coulter recalls being invited to go for a drive with Cawthorn her senior year at Patrick Henry College.
He started taking me into the middle of nowhere, Virginia, down these one and two lane back roads. And I remember just having that kind of gut feeling that something was off, something was wrong.
She says Cawthorn started asking her about her purity ring and her sexual experiences.
When I kind of kept shutting it down, at one point he just got really angry and upset, and violently kind of turned the car around and headed back to campus at 70, maybe 80 miles an hour, just very violently, very aggressively, clearly meant to be intimidating or to show me that I had made, like, that he was upset.
Like others who have spoken out, Coulter said initially she blamed herself and her lack of dating experience, but now, hearing other women's stories, she's had a change of heart.
I felt dirty about it. I didn't want to talk about it with anyone. And I wasn't sure that what I thought had happened had really happened.
Katrina Krulikas said she knew Cawthorn from growing up in the same homeschool community, and they had mutual friends. She says her traumatic interaction happened when she was 17 and agreed to go for a ride with him after he reached out to her on Facebook. She says she rode with him into the woods, and he started asking about her sexual history.
He starts to tell me at that point that he started having sex at 14. So right away I'm like, oh, he's more experienced and I don't know how to handle any of this.
She says although she felt uncomfortable, she relented and sat on his lap at his insistence.
And at that point, he tries to kiss me right away. And I pull back, I say no, a minute or two goes by, and suddenly he just lunges forward at me and grabs me. And I remember being so startled that I jumped back and my hair got caught in his wheelchair. And at that point, I'm just kind of shaken up. I remember having to pull some of my hair out to free myself from his wheelchair. And at that point, the date ends and he drives me back to Biltmore Park. And we never spoke after that.
Krulikas, too, said she initially blamed herself and felt too embarrassed to talk about the incident. And like other accusers, said at the time, she didn't know if it rose to the level of sexual misconduct. Addie Baird reported the BuzzFeed story.
It's not like we're talking about allegations in college 25 years ago. We're talking about allegations in college 4 to 5 years ago.
Last November, when Cawthorn was running for Congress, 10 people signed an open letter describing what they called his predatory behavior, misconduct toward female peers, and misrepresentation of his past. Brianna Sachs also worked on the BuzzFeed story.
What a profound statement that is, that members of a party, of his own party, and people who he went to school with, who would probably want to be proud that their college was being represented at the national level, were coming out in droves.
It's a facade. I feel like anyone who knows him or has, like, gone out with him knows that he's nothing like he pretends to be on TV. And the fact that 150 people from his college were able to come forward and speak out against him. And I mean, Most of those people are conservatives. Why would they speak out against their own candidate?
Cawthorn's accusers say their message is an important one for other girls and women.
A lot of us try to brush off small, or what we believe to be small, instances of sexual harassment or sexual assault. But it's always bad and it shouldn't happen. And I feel like no matter the extent you believe or the severity you believe your experience to be, it's still important to talk about.
And we did reach out to Cawthorn's office and got this response. Quote, these questions were repeatedly asked and answered during the course of the campaign. The voters of Western North Carolina responded to these allegations by giving Madison Cawthorn a 12-point victory over his opponent. It goes on to say, quote, on September 4th, 2020, Representative Cawthorn responded to the questions you are asking, saying, I have never done anything sexually inappropriate in my life. On September 4th, 2020, Representative Cawthorn said, quote, if I have a daughter, I want her to grow up in a world where people know explicitly to ask before touching her. And if I had a son, I want him to be able to grow up in a world where he would not be called a sexual predator for trying to kiss someone.